This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the newly constructed Arunachal Nivas at Dhirpur in New Delhi, marking a significant milestone in the state government's ongoing efforts to strengthen infrastructure for the welfare of its citizens residing and travelling outside the state. Spread across 2,600 square meters, with a total built-up area of 7,198 square meter, the G+8 building consists of 8 dormitories with 6 beds each, 18 double-bedded rooms, 35 twin-bedded rooms, 6 specially designed handicap-friendly rooms, a separate staff dormitory, and adequate office space to ensure a smooth and efficient management. Information has been received from the Assistant Engineer Power Khonsa Division that several 33 kilovolt and 11 kilovolt power lines were severely damaged last night due to heavy landslides and strong wind storms in the region. The affected areas include the 33 kilovolt line at Pamsungthong and 11 kilovolt line at Holam in Khonsa. Restoration work is currently underway. However, continuous and heavy rainfall across Tirap district has significantly hampered the efforts of the field staff. Officials have indicated that restoration of power supply may take approximately 3 to 4 days, subject to improvement in weather conditions. Arunachali MMA fighter Sonam Zomba successfully defended her MFN strawweight world title at Matrix Fight Night 18 on Saturday, defeating Brazil's Maristela Alves via third round armbar submission. Representing Arunachal Pradesh, Zomba secured her second title defense after becoming champion at MFN 17. In a social media post, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called her a proud symbol of excellence from the state and a true inspiration for young athletes across India and beyond. In a significant step towards strengthening tax administration and enhancing taxpayer services in Arunachal Pradesh, a newly constructed GST Bhavan was inaugurated at Morse 2 Itanagar on Saturday. The facility was formally inaugurated by Surjit Bujabal, Compliance Management Zonal Member, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Bujabal noted that the new building would serve as a vital hub for delivering better services to taxpayers and strengthening administrative capabilities in the northeastern region. Members of Northeastern Council, Silong, Tenzing Norbu Thondok and Longki Pangcho, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, visited Rewatch at Kinjili Roing today. They were accompanied by Mukut Mithi, former Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh. The visit included an inspection of the ongoing NEC-supported project, Promotion and Literary Development of Mother Languages of Arunachal Pradesh, being implemented by Rewatch. Mr. Thondok expressed his appreciation for the center's pioneering work and assured that he would engage further with NEC members to explore avenues for strengthening and expanding the project's scope. World Press Freedom Day was observed today at the Arunachal Press Club with a documentary screening. The program brought together journalists and media professionals to highlight the importance of a free and responsible press. The documentary showcased the challenges faced by journalists worldwide and emphasized the need to protect press freedom. Speaking on the occasion, Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists President Dodum Yangpo urged journalists to remain committed to ethical reporting despite various challenges. Spearhead Division of Spear Corps commemorated the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor in Likhavali, bringing together the Indian Army, local students and community leaders to honor the operation's accomplishment and reinforce civil-military partnerships in the region. Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast yellow alert of thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain at isolated places for West Kameng, Kurunkume, East Siang, Lohit and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, it predicted heavy rain for Anjo district. A Marshall Islands flagged LPG carrier MT Sarvashakti carrying 46,313 metric tons of India-bound LPG with 20 crew members on board including 18 Indians safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz. Official sources said it is expected to arrive at Visakhapatnam on 13th of this month. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.